Her name is Grana. It means precious in Pashto. Her leg and arm were ripped off by a bomb blast that destroyed her village near the Helmand town of Kayaki, southern Afghanistan. Grana is just 12 years old. She's lucky to be alive. Grana and her family were victims of coalition bombing. Locals claim over 70 people lost their lives, along with all of her family. Because all of her family died in the attack, she's now being cared for by her uncle Ahmed. Ahmed is a trader from Kandahar who came to live in Kabul to care for his niece.
چون ما ته ډیر اهمیت درلودې د ګرځیدل چې دا ډیر مهمه و چې یو پلدې وګرځي په پښو سي چون دی محتاج و یعنی هیڅ شی نسو کولی نو اولیت حق د درلودې بعد دا سوي وي دا غو ورسته بیان ویني.
It's been 4 months since she suffered her horrific injuries. Victims of war get little or no support in Afghanistan after they are released from hospital. There's no systematic compensation for victims. Some families get money from the coalition forces, often just few thousands of dollars, which won't last long.
دا چون دا دغه دی دا لکړه د دا دپاره جوړ کړی چې دلته دی لاس نه لري چې دا لاس ور واچي نو د دغه دپاره دی لاس نشي اچولی تر هغه پورې چې دی لکړه ګرځي نو لکړه چې نه وي بیا دوی کولی شي چې لاس ور واچي.
The prosthetics are uncomfortable. They hurt her leg and arm. Grana doesn't understand why her village was attacked. Her uncle says the family were innocent victims of a brutal attack.
چون هلته د برتانیا قواوې پراته دي او هوایي ځواکونه هم د دوی په لاس کې دي نو سل په سلو کې زه متیقن یم چې دا به د برتانیا دا خو معلومداره خبره ده نن ورځ چې دوی کوم کارونه کوي کوم اعمال ترسره کوي دوی دا خو معلومداره خبره ده چې طالبان ته ګټه رسیږي ځکه چې دوی ډیر بیرحمه طبقه ده دوی دغه نه بیرحمه تر دوی یعنی په دنیا کې میډیا دا ښکار کوي چې طالبان ډیر بیرحمه دي لیکن تر طالبانو دا خلک یو په زر یو په لک ډیر بیرحمه دي.
Scores of people in the village died, but exact numbers are not known. We approached the Ministry of Defence for a comment. They said, "We do not comment on civilian casualties, as it is not possible for us to maintain accurate reporting on when such incidents might have occurred." Grana's uncle says he wants justice for the deaths of his family.
صرف نن ورځ ما و حقوق بشر او دغه خلکو ته مخ اړولې ده د دې لپاره چې زه دغه وسو توان نه لرم نو د دوی نه زه دغه تقاضا لرم چې ویني ما د خپل حق ته ورسی او زما مجرمین دي و سزا ته ورسی.
Walking is painful for her and simple tasks like going to the bathroom are difficult. Her story is one of many thousands. Grana wants to be a doctor when she grows up to help others like her. But the first obstacle Grana and her uncle have to overcome is their grief and anger.